Calgary Flames' number one summer priority has now been completed. Mark Giordano, the captain of the Calgary Flames, with a new six-year deal. Our next guest decided not to use us to help negotiate in the public and chose to do it behind the scenes and ended up getting a deal done. General Manager of the Calgary Flames, Brad Treliving, joins us. How are you?
Robert, how are you today?
Well, I'm happy. I got something to talk about. I always have something to talk about, but this is fun. This is juicy. How are you?
We're doing good today. Yeah, it's an exciting day for us, and we're glad to share the news with everyone.
How do you define this negotiation? How do you look back at it with it in the rearview mirror? Was this difficult? Was this tedious? Was this lengthy? Was this shorter than you expected? How would you look at the negotiation?
Well, probably not unlike all of them. They have their own nuances, and we stated, I think, right at the end of the season when we met with the media that, you know, this was obviously a priority, and the number one priority for us was to get Mark signed to an extension. Having said that, saying that and doing that is two different things, and I think it's like I said, it's like any negotiation. It sort of has its ebbs and flows. I think, you know, at the onset here, I want to thank some people. Number one is our ownership. This is a significant contract that we entered into, a significant commitment, and again, further proves, our ownership's commitment to building a championship caliber team here. Mark and his representative, Rich Winter, for their work on it, and Mark, this was every negotiation, like I said, has its ebbs and flows. We started with the singular focus that both sides wanted to get to the end with, and that's having Mark being a Flame now and continuing on that for years into the future, and we were able to accomplish that goal.
What are you paying Mark Giordano for? And the question comes from, there's certain, pay grades for offensive players. There's certain pay grades for defensive players. I have a vision of what Mark Giordano brings to this team, but I'm curious, you as the general manager signing this deal, what are you paying Mark Giordano for?
Well, when you look at Mark, I look at him as an elite player at his position in our league. And, I probably am a little bit biased, but I think without the unfortunate injury that took place in New Jersey last year, Mark is also the reigning Norris Trophy winner. So it puts him in a very elite company in terms of his on-ice play. Ultimately, in a cap system, you have to extend your dollars wisely, and you have to put a premium on what that player brings to the ice and the game that he can play at, the level that he can play at. But when we look at Mark and I think our fans know, and those such as you, Rob, that are around our team on a daily basis, Mark does so much more.
Yep.
And, this is a player that, he's our captain, but he is our leader. And I've often referred to him, he's the soul of our team. And, the leader in every sense. This is a player beyond... what he does from 7 to 9:30 each night on game night, he sets the example for our team, and that gets often talked about. And in some cases, and with some players, it gets overemphasized. I don't think you can do that with Mark. I guess the greatest compliment I can pay him is, we spend a lot of time with young players and trying to simulate them into the league and preparing them to be professionals. When you have a Mark Giordano on your team, you can point over to his stall and say, watch what he does, emulate what he does in preparation, in the way he lives his life, in the way he prepares for each game, the way he plays every game, whether it's game one or game 82, like it's his last. If you follow the lead and the example that he sets, you won't go wrong. So that, to me, is what he brings to our team. He brings an elite-level playing ability, but he brings and charts the course for us and is the compass for our team in so many ways.
Brad Treliving, General Manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on Hockey Central at noon. I want to ask a question that may seem a little off-kilter, but you talk about the young players. There's been some really good leaders here in Calgary. There's been some really good leaders around the league, but this is a different cycle. There's a lot of young players, Goudreau and Bennett and Monahan. Does it is there a certain type of leader that's better? And not better is the wrong word. Mark Giordano's really kind of setting your team up for the next decade, right? In terms of the preparation, in terms of the leadership, in terms of the role modeling. You would hope that these young guys would emulate him moving forward. Is that a different kind of leader?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Rob. I think whether you're a young player or an older player, a veteran player, your environment is so critical. The environment that you create is critical. We're all, whatever walk of life, to me, I think in a lot of ways, you are a creature of your environment. Mm. And when you can have someone who ultimately does the right thing all the time and can lead, and leading to me isn't necessarily it's not about being the loudest person in the room or the loudest voice in the room.
Right.
It's doing the right things all the time and doing them not just when it's convenient or not just when people are looking or not just when there's a camera around, but just doing them consistently and getting into a pattern of behavior that leads to success. And really that's what he does. It's not, Mark will be one of those players that when there needs to be something said to somebody, he'll do it. But more so, it's just a consistency that you can look across the hall or you can look into the weight room or you can look across from your stall and just seeing the preparation that goes into it. And I think what plays into that, Rob, is you look at Mark's background. Mm-hmm. This is, to me, in a lot of ways, this is a self-made man. This is a guy who's had to, work for everything that he's attained. And not that, all players are that way. But this guy is, we all know the story. It's an undrafted player who's now, considered as one of the top defensemen in the NHL. And that's come, there's a lot of perspiration that's gone into that. And to me, that's the type of role model and leader, I think, that has the most effect and the most impact. Isn't just somebody that's, fire and brimstone and the loudest voice, but somebody through his actions that can show people and players the way to act, behave, prepare, and play.
Brad, as you go through this negotiation, obviously all factors have to be considered. And one of the things that Mark brings to the table is this kind of outlier offensive production. It's not often that a 30-year-old starts putting up career numbers like he's doing. How do you take something like that? And because I know there's a lot of, modeling and a lot of numbers and looking at when players' numbers begin to drop off, but he's kind of outside of that, at least at this point.
Yeah, real good point, Rob. Like it was an interesting negotiation. Like, and you knew it going in preparing for it. It was, Mark's sort of a unique player. He's hitting the prime of his career. We've talked a bit about it, and the last 2 to 3 years have been his best. And he's his age. We all know that. Mark will be 33 at the time that this contract starts. So you have to factor all that in, and obviously the term. And as we talked about, this negotiation, not like any other, is. I always kind of jokingly talk with the players, but just to give them some context, their focus in a lot of ways, and rightly so, is on, the one mouth to feed. We're trying to take into consideration the other 22, 23 mouths we have to feed, mm-hmm. In the team context. So it was, it's interesting there. The things that I look at with Mark, and I think that, comparatively speaking for a player his age, he's got a low odometer. His games played at his age, when you compare him to other players at that age, he's just north of 500 games. So there's a lot of game left in him. The way that he takes care of himself, I think it's been often talked about. I think he's one of the best conditioned athletes, not only on our team, obviously, but I think in the league. And I think he's I don't want to say matured or developed at a later stage, but I think he's figured out some things later in his career that is allowing him to have the success that he's having now. And so you factor all that in, and that's a lot of the consideration in terms of when you're talking about the term of the deal, but I feel very comfortable that Mark will continue to provide and play at a level, a very high level, as he enters this contract and beyond.
Brad Treliving, general manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest. Mark Giordano signing a new deal, a six-year deal. In terms of your team moving forward, you know, from the outside, I know that sometimes you look at an organization. I think Detroit would be the prime example, that Nick Lidstrom was that guy. He was the leader. And kind of unofficially, you know, nobody was going to make more than Nick. And I wouldn't want to hold you to something as concrete as that. But how much does this help you now in terms of structuring your team for the next 4 or 5 years?
Well, you're always, you know, in this system that we're in a cap system, you cannot, you know, you can't be singularly focused on today without having a, you know, a long range vision. And you need to. There's only so much pie to go around, and you have to be cognizant of your organization, not only today, but tomorrow and the day after and for years beyond. And we know that we've got some very good young players that are continuing to evolve and develop, and at some point are going to need new contracts. So, you know, part of what you try to set up as we're going forward, and this was part of a plan coming in a year ago, is to create some salary structure internally. And we've seen that with, you know, some of the contracts that we've put in place here. But each, you know, having said that, each negotiation, each player has its own nuances, has its own, takes its own course, and we'll see. But, you know, we were very mindful, I would say, of you know, looking at Mark as our captain, our leader, our top player, where he fits, you know, league-wide right now at his position as an elite player, and as we move forward, trying to establish an internal salary structure, no question. But having said that, you know, we'll see, and like I said, each negotiation is its own individual animal, and we'll tackle them as we move along.
And I would guess, this is your job, so you can tell me if I'm wrong on this, you are a little bit like working on a dinghy in the ocean. I mean, the market's crashing yesterday, probably sends a little bit of a chill into the people who work with money, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're always very cognizant of the market conditions, and, you know, I not only within the within the greater world, if you will, but also within the league and what contracts may be coming up and, you know, what may hit the books there. So I always say as much as it's, you look at one player and one negotiation, it's in this system, it's all tied together. So you have to model out accordingly, and you have to be prepared to be flexible and address, know what your needs are going to be, you know, as you move forward, and be able to address them.
Brad, just a couple more for you. With Mark Giordano done, what's the rest of your workload, you know, in terms of getting contracts signed? Just Michael Ferland left to do?
Yeah, Michael's still, you know, a player that we have to get a contract done with. You know, at that point, you know, I don't anticipate any other moves at this point going into camp. We're getting to that point where you're getting a little restless to get going here. So this was a big piece of business for us. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, our goal was to try to get something done before we started. But at the same token, we wanted to make sure the priority was to get the right deal for both sides. But we're glad that it's behind us. And, you know, Mark's focus and all of our focus can be where it needs to be, and that's on preparing for the season, getting ready for training camp, and ultimately starting here in a couple of weeks. But we still got some business to take care of with Michael, and we'll hopefully get that done here sooner rather than later.
With Mark's contract done, do you need to make any other moves? You could go to camp today. I mean, obviously you just mentioned Michael, but there's no need to go out and create room or anything?
No, we're sort of, I mean, you're always talking. It's a little bit of a downtime here.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody's a lot in the same boat. Everybody's talk will pick up here as people start getting ready here for camp. And, you know, the job, as you know, Rob, is you're always looking at things to way to get better. But I think the group that we have right now, more likely than not, will be the group we go into camp with, and we're excited about it. I think we've improved ourselves. We've got depth. I will think I got to think that this is going to be a very competitive camp with, you know, we've got some a lot of competition at all the positions, and that tends to bring up the best in everybody. So we're with this piece of business behind us, we're excited to get going here in a couple of weeks.
Any updates on some of your long-term injured guys? Anything on Ladislav Schmid or anybody heading into camp?
Yeah, everybody's, the good news is everybody's progressing well. Laddie actually returned to town here last week and is looking excellent, looking very fit. He's actually going to see the surgeon this week who performed his surgery and get a little update and status report. He's where he is at that. Ultimately, you know, once we get into training camp and our medical team sees him there, we'll have probably a better indication. But, you know, he's had a real good summer in terms of his training, and time will tell of where he's at.
As always, appreciate the generosity of your time. I think it goes without saying, most of us believe one of the biggest contracts that this team has signed in a long time, and very pivotal moving forward. So it's got to feel good. Probably a little easier to sleep these days.
Yeah, no, we're glad and excited to get it done and behind us, and always appreciate the time, Rob, and I'm sure we'll see you here in the next little bit.
It's about to pick up. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Rob.